Very nice to see you all. If I haven't met you, do come and say hi afterwards. I'd love to meet you. Why don't we read our passage today, which is Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 3. So have a look. That's on page 524, if you've got one of these Bibles. Isaiah chapter 60, starting at verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Who here has got an advent calendar? Who's got their advent calendar ready? Anyone? I can see a couple of hands. It's nearly December. Advent calendars, they tell a story, don't they? They tell us a story. You open your little boxes and you get a picture of a cow, and then you get a picture of a sheep and some angels and a manger. They tell a story. I've brought my advent calendar with me today. It's a little bit different to most advent calendars. It's only got six boxes, and it's quite a lot larger. And my advent calendar tells the story of Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 3. And today we're going to cheat, and even though it isn't December, we're going to open all the boxes today. So, who would like to come and open the first box? Volunteer. First hand up. Yeah, sorry, I don't know people's names, so come on up. Can you come and reach the first box? Have a look and tell everybody what it is.
A sad face.
Brilliant, thank you very much. And in the Sherwood family, advent calendars come with chocolate. So would you like a chocolate? Yeah, now you want to volunteer. Isaiah chapter 60 has a sad start. It's got a sad face. Because the Lord had asked his people to live with him. They were to be his people. They were to live in his home, to enjoy all the good things he wanted them to have. But they hadn't listened to him. They'd ignored him. They'd messed up his home. And so they'd had to leave. They weren't in their home anymore. They were in a land that wasn't theirs. They were lost and alone. And this wasn't how it was supposed to be. This wasn't how the Lord wanted it to be. He wanted his people to live with him. And so he promised in the book of Isaiah that one day he'd bring his people back home to live with him. And it would be brilliant. But his people weren't at home yet. They were lost. They were alone. They had no way back. It was a bit like living in darkness. Now, as a warning here, we're going to turn all the lights out. So you might like to find the hand of someone a little bit bigger than you and make sure you feel safe and secure. And we're going to switch all the lights out. Let's go for all of them. Brilliant. Thank you, Joel. How do you feel when it's dark? How do you feel when all the lights go out? When the door to your bedroom is shut tight, when the night lights turned out, when there's no street lamps and the light of the moon hides behind the clouds, when you can't see your own hand in front of your face, you're stumbling around trying to find something to hold on to know where you are. Alone, scared, helpless, hopeless. The Lord's people were in darkness. Not real darkness, but they really were alone. They really were scared. They were away from their home, helpless, hopeless, with no way back. They couldn't see where they were. And to these people, the Lord spoke. So I need one more volunteer. And let's have our lights back on so I can see some hands. Yeah, in the green jumper. Come on up. In fact, let's have two volunteers. We're going to do two at once. Yep, and the red jumper. So can you come and open the first one, number two, and tell us what it is?
It's black.
It's black. There's nothing there. The Lord's people were in darkness. Have a soft chocolate. And let's have box number 3. Can you see what that one says? Can you read that?
Shine.
Shine. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Shine. The Lord's people, they were lost and alone in darkness, away from their home with the Lord. And to them, the Lord spoke and he said, shine. Sorry, you guys can't see that, can you? He said, shine. People don't normally shine, though. What does a man lost in darkness need? He can't just shine on his own. Shining in Isaiah is a picture. It's a picture of being alone and then living like the Lord. So shining is to live like the Lord wants, to listen to him, to be like him, to love what he loves, to do what he says. But the Lord's people lost in darkness. They couldn't just shine. That's why they were in darkness in the first place. They hadn't listened to him. They hadn't loved him. They hadn't done what he'd said. They couldn't just shine. They could try, but they'd just fail like they always had. The Lord's people stumbling around on their own in the darkness couldn't just shine. We're going to give it a go. Ian has very kindly volunteered to come and help me. So Ian, come up here. There we are. Just going to hold that for now. Ian, I would like you, please. You ready?
Yep.
You sure? I would like you to shine. It's not working. Can you try it again? Maybe this time. No, okay, this is not working. Thanks very much. People can't just shine. The Lord's people, alone in the darkness, couldn't just shine. Shine. That's the first thing the Lord said to his people. Shine. Live like me. Love what I love. But that's not the only thing. The second thing we see in these verses, and the main thing, is that they were to shine because they had seen the light. Can you see that? Look down in your Bibles at verse 1. It says, arise, shine, for your light has come. The only way a man lost in the darkness can shine is if you give him light. The only way the Lord's people lost in the darkness could shine is if the Lord sent a light. And that is exactly what he promised he'd do. Not just any light. This light would be amazing because this light would be the Lord's rescuer. We can see in chapter 59, verse 20, if you've got your Bibles open, just before the Lord said that he would send a light, he said he would send a rescuer, a redeemer. The people were waiting for this rescuer who would bring a light. And so the story of the Lord's people carried on as they waited in the darkness for this light. They waited for this rescuer. Like a man lost in the dark who can't find his way home, because it's pitch black and he can't see anything, waits for the dawn so that he can see and find his home. They waited for the light. Like you or I might wait for Christmas in all those nights before Christmas Day, they waited for the light. Like we might wait on Christmas Eve when you wake up in the middle of the night and it's still dark, which means you can't get out of bed yet and go downstairs. Like we're waiting for the light so we can go downstairs. So the Lord's people waited for the rescuer to bring a light. They waited and they watched and they waited and they waited. And then one day, in a city called Jerusalem, in a temple, a man called Simeon held a baby in his arms. And he looked at the baby and he said, "My eyes have seen your salvation. A light." The light had come. And a man called Luke wrote down what happened. He was very careful to make sure he wrote down the baby's name, because the baby was Jesus. Can I have another volunteer? That was very quick. Well done. Tell everyone what you see.
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus, brilliant. Well done, you interpreted my drawing. The light had come. And that's what we wait to celebrate each Christmas, isn't it? We open the little boxes in our advent calendars. And what is it that is behind box number 25 on Christmas Day? Someone shout it out.
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus, yeah. Behind box number 25 is a little manger with baby Jesus in. Because we're waiting for Jesus to come. Jesus is the promised rescuer. The light finally come into darkness. The light had finally arrived. And Jesus was the rescuer, sent into darkness, who would bring his people home, back to be with their Lord. Can you imagine how wonderful it would have been to see baby Jesus, to see the light? Can you imagine being lost in the dark on your own for years, unable to see anything, and then finally to see a little bit of light? Can you imagine how good that would have been to be Simeon, to see Jesus that you'd been waiting for? Well, we can see Jesus in our Bibles. When we read about Jesus in our Bibles, we see Jesus, the rescuer who brings light. We're a bit like the Lord's people in Isaiah, because we too were made to live with our Lord, to be at home with him, to love what he loves, to listen to him, to enjoy all the good things that he wants to give us, stuff that's way better than chocolate. But we too, we ignore him sometimes. We don't listen to him. We don't do what he says. And so, before we were Christians, if we aren't Christians, the Bible says that we were separated from him, alone in darkness, helpless, hopeless. But Jesus, the rescuer who brings light, has come into the darkness to take us to be with our Lord. Jesus came. We celebrate that at Christmas. But he's not with us anymore. He's gone home. He's gone ahead of us. He's gone to our home to prepare a place for us. And we, one day, will be with him soon. We've seen his light, and we will be with him soon. And so now, even though we still live in the darkness, we live in a world that doesn't recognize Jesus, that doesn't love him, even though we live in the darkness, we can shine because we have seen the light. So let's give this whole shining thing another go. Ian, come on back up. And grab that mirror. Can we have the lights out, Joel? Is that all right? Ian, this time, I'd like you to shine, please. Wow. Even though we live in the darkness, we can shine now because we've seen the light of our rescuer, Jesus. Ian, thanks very much. Let's have the lights back on, Joel. I think that there should be an extra box on our advent calendars. There should be a box number 26. Because we've seen the light. We were waiting for Jesus, and we've seen him, and he's come, but we're still waiting. We're not yet at home with our Lord. And that's what we're waiting for. To be with him, to enjoy all the good things that he wants us to have. And advent is about waiting for that day. And as we wait, we shine because we've seen the light. As we live like this, as we shine, others will come to the light. It's the last thing we want to see. Can you see that? Look down in your Bibles at verse 3. Nations will come to your light. The book of Isaiah says, shine because you have seen the light, and others will come to your light. As we shine in darkness, people see us and come towards the light. Now, can we have one more volunteer? There's been a hand there that's been up almost permanently. Well done, come on up. Can you come and open box number 5? And this is quite a tricky one. Can you tell me what you see?
A butterfly and a candle.
A butterfly and a candle. That is really well done. Thanks very much. It's actually a moth, but I think that's my drawing there that's the problem. So thank you. It's a moth and a candle. Because just as a moth is drawn towards a flame, so people are drawn towards things they see that are different. When we live differently to everyone around us, because we live like our Lord, when we love differently, we love different things, when we seem to be listening to someone different, to everybody else, people will come and they'll want to have a look and see what it is. And as they come, as they draw closer to what they see, to our shining, they see that the light, it's not our own light. What they're seeing is Jesus' light. We've seen the light, and so we shine. And as people come to us, they see the light of the rescuer who came into darkness to take us home to be with our Lord. And as they see this light, as they see the light of the rescuer, they too might be rescued. They too might join us as we walk on our way home. They too might start shining. And so in the darkness of blackest night, little pockets of light grow ever brighter and brighter as more and more of the Lord's people see one another shining, as more people join together and so shine in the darkness, living like their Lord on their way home to be with him. And this, box number 5, this is as far as we've got in our story. Because this is where we are today. We still live in the darkness. We still live in a world that doesn't know the Lord, but we're going home to be with him. We've seen the light, and so we shine. And as we do so, our classmates, our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, see our shining and come and see the light of the rescuer. We're part of God's big story. It's a story with a sad start because God's people weren't at home. They weren't with him. They were separate from him because they didn't live like him. They didn't listen to him. And so they were in darkness. And to these people, the Lord said, shine. But they couldn't shine. They couldn't be like him. They needed a light. And that's what God promised. He sent his light, his son Jesus, to be our rescuer, to bring a light into the darkness, and to bring us home to be with our Lord. And so now, we shine. And as we shine, those around us see our shining and come and see the light of our rescuer, Jesus. But that's not where the story ends. It's one more box. Who hasn't? Others so enthusiastic. Come on up. Well done. This is kind of tricky. What can you see?
A crowd.
A crowd. Great. And what's that look like? This is heavily dependent on my drawing. Tongues of fire. Yeah. Or light. It's light. Brilliant. Well done. Thank you. Do you want to have a chocolate?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. This isn't where the story ends, because one day we will be home with all of God's people, and God will dispel the darkness. There will be no more night. There will be light everywhere. And the Lord's people, we, will be home with our Lord at last, safe at last, with him fully, finally, and forever. But now, as we wait for that. Shine, shine, because you've seen the light. And as we see the light, others will come and they'll see the light of Jesus and join us on our way home to be with him. Should we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for sending Jesus, your rescuer, to bring us home to be with you fully, finally, and forever. Thank you that though we live in the darkness, we've seen the light. Please help us to live like you say, to shine. And please would others come and see Jesus the light as we do so. Father, we can't wait until we're home with you one day soon. Please come soon. Amen.
Do you grab a seat? And I'm going to invite Nathan back up again for a couple of questions. Where are you going? So, Nathan, first of all, just a comment. So someone's just written really helpfully, thank you so much for helping us see that God's word is all about Jesus, our Saviour and Rescuer. So thank you so much. Someone's got a question here, and really honestly has said that my friends make fun of me because I love Jesus. It doesn't feel like I'm shining. How comes?
Oh, that is such a great question. Thank you. Thank you, whoever asked that. That is such a great question. That is what it feels like, isn't it, as we try and shine? Because we are still in the darkness. We still live in a world where people don't recognize God, and they think we're silly when we try and look like God. Because we're not like them. We're different to everyone around us. We're different because we're trying to be like our Lord. And so it's really hard. So that is the normal feeling as we try and shine. But we have seen the light, and we know we're going home to be with our Lord. So keep on shining.
Cool, thank you. And someone has asked a great question. What does shining look like in your life, Nathan?
That's a great question. Thank you. Shining looks like living like our Lord, trying to be like him. So in my life at the moment, shining looks like being really patient with my children, something I've been trying to shine in that way. My two-year-old Hudson, I love him very much, but he sometimes makes life quite difficult. It's a bit frustrating. But the Lord, what's he like? How's he treated me? He's slow to anger. He's patient. He's kind. And so I try and be like him. I try and shine. So my little boy, it's something I'm working on at the moment, being really slow to anger, being really patient. And hopefully, my little boy Hudson, he'll see that. He'll see that his daddy is a bit different, maybe, to others' daddies. And hopefully my other friends, my other dads who've got kids, will see me being patient and not snapping where I maybe want to, but I can be patient. And they'll see something different and wonder why that is. And the reason why is because I know how God has treated me. Thank you. Good question.
Cool. Thanks so much, Nathan.